Hello, welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast all about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here with my co-host, Heather.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe.
Hello.
Unfortunately, on Zoom, I think we have one more Zoom in our future, and then Joe's coming to visit again, and we'll be able to bank some in-person ones because those are the best. We're here to discuss season 4, episode 4, Micro. And before we get into it, we'll pass around the feeling stick. I have nothing today in the interest of saving time on Zoom. Joe, do you have a feeling stick?
No, not today.
Heather?
I do. I think everybody knows what it's going to be. But Betty White passed away on New Year's Eve, as the world knows. And I'm just really thankful that we had a listener who wrote in to say she was thinking of me, because because they knew how painful it would be, and it is really painful, and I'm a little better, but I will probably be shaky on Monday because it's her 100th birthday. So I just want to thank everyone for the love and support.
But I would like to say that Betty White's birthday will have passed when this airs, and she will have been deceased for a couple weeks. So try to remember that we record in bulk and at weird times. So just FYI for someone who's listening who might be confused with that timeline. So we'll get into the episode. The Netflix description is: Jess tries to prove she's not shallow by dating a guy with a male endowment issue. Cece and Winston suggest to Coach and Schmidt they could be models. Joe with the Joe Flix description.
Oh God, I don't even know how to...
I don't even know how we're going to discuss this episode. I feel so uncomfortable already.
I'm such a prude.
I mean, you know how they take like awkward sexual situations and make them really funny?
Yeah.
I feel like this one, they didn't hit the mark on this one. Like,
Samesies.
And I felt that way the first time I watched it too.
Yeah.
But the second storyline about modeling, I loved. So
that was great.
Yeah. Okay. So no Joe Flix then is what you're saying.
No, I couldn't come up with the description.
So guest stars from this episode include Alan Ritchson, who plays Matt, who was actually Gloss in The Hunger Games, which I don't remember him being in it. But I do want to say that when you read a book and it's made into a movie, it never lives up to the book and what you picture in your head, with the exception of, in my opinion, Hunger Games, which was done excellent. And he also played Raphael in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which I thought was a really interesting fact.
That is.
I don't know if he's just the voice, or I've never seen it, if it's CGI or it's costumes. Anyway, let's get into the episode. So we're at the bar and the guys are judging all the girls who walk by their chest type, which I will say wasn't extreme for them. It was a weird, I don't know, it was weird. Then you pan out and you see that Jess is sitting there with them, and she lectures them about being shallow, and Nick brings up her wonky knee, and Winston saying he likes when girls' breasts are like Cookie Monster's eyes, and then he's into Big Bird. What is happening in this scene?
Well, Winnie admits he has a Sesame Street problem.
Right, and he thinks that the guys are eights, and he's a sweet, sweet six.
I know, and I'm like, Winston, I agree. I disagree. You're a 10.
I think they're all 10s.
They're all 10s.
Joe?
Well, the weird part of that conversation more was the era. I think it was Coach was saying, oh, that's like a 1960s era body. And then Nick's like, I'm a 1950s post-Korean War guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
What does that even mean?
Are different from decade to decade. Like in the 50s, it was be voluptuous.
Yeah.
Then it was be skinny. So yeah, it's interesting.
So Jess is getting super annoyed by them. She goes to a random booth and sits down just by chance across from a super attractive guy who compliments her on being pretty. And she says, shut your gross, beautiful face.
And then she's like, I'll just be here 5 minutes.
10 minutes. 30 minutes tops. Yeah. So he asks her out, and I guess what he feels is an appropriate move before he's even written down her number, announces that she should know he has a micro penis, and Jess reacts awkwardly, but says she's free tomorrow night because Jess is not shallow and she's still totally down to date him. So the guys are at the loft Googling it, because for what reason she shared this with them, I'll never understand. And they're very upset that this could happen to a guy, and Jess lectures them again. And Nick starts to lose it, and they end up making a bet that she won't last. He says you won't last a week, but she says that she can last a month. So the bet is if she stays with this guy for a month, he has to make a $500 donation to, it's like the women's...
The women's I Love My Body campaign.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, nice.
And which then, I don't even know if that's a campaign. That's not even real.
No, I think at the time that was real. And that if if he wins, Jess has to pay for a subscription to the porn site of his choosing, and he's choosing Ass Chat.
She's like, what is that, two butts talking? What?
Yeah, I had the same question, honestly. So she's on the date with this attractive guy and find out he's a street artist, yo. And he lifts up his shirt to show his tattoos, and he is just unbearable. Attractive, but unbearable. While she's on the date, Winston comes up to the bar and announces that he just put a bunch of money in the jukebox, and we're gonna have a Paula Cole rock block.
I'm just going to go back and point out something interesting now that I know that actor was in Teenage Ninja Turtles, because he says, I see a ninja holding cheeseburgers.
Ooh, he did say that, Heather. Good call.
Thank you.
So we're with the guys, and Coach and Schmidt are being just like really annoying and dumb, talking about the micropenis thing and then about each other's bodies. When Winston's like, have you guys ever considered modeling? And Cece's looking at him at like, what are you doing? And we get the face he gives her back, which is the face of a classic Cece Winston mess around.
And it was so messed up because they kept telling each other how awesome they were, ignoring Winnie the Bish.
Well, I think that's why he did it.
And then Cece hands him a beer, like, you're getting dissed.
I know.
You at least deserve a beer.
So they haven't announced it's a mess around yet, but we know what's coming. Mm-hmm. So Jess goes up to Nick and is like, I need out of the bet. He is the worst. He called a scotch on the rocks a scoro, which sounds like something Schmidt would do.
It does.
And it's not because of the micro penis, but it's because he says things like, for trues. And then Matt walks up and she's like, oh, I'm going out of town for a month. We get together after that. And Nick's like, no, you're not. It got canceled. And that's when he's like, oh, I see what this is about. It's because of my micro penis. And she's like, no, actually, it's your personality.
Oh, I know.
That's so harsh.
Brutal.
And he apologizes and said he's been made fun of for years in locker rooms, etc. And that's why he acts the way he does. And you can tell that Jess feels bad. She's having a lot of dates where she ends up feeling bad, because that just happened in the last episode, Dice.
So well, and then he does the sketch of the words by Jess.
He's so stupid with his signature. So now we're at a photo shoot at the loft, because Cece said that, you know, she can make some phone calls to her agents. And it's absolutely ridiculous. Schmidt and Coach are being crazy. And that's when Winston announces it's a classic Cece Winston mess around. She says, not a thing. Rude.
Yeah, Cece. It is a thing.
And then tells them that her modeling agent would probably only want one of them, which creates some competition. And also that he loves piggyback shots. Who would fall for that? Those two.
And then they start insulting each other. And Schmidt tells Coach she has a princess waist.
Yes, he does. I forgot about that.
And Coach tells Nick he looks like a Depression era garbage man.
Yeah, I don't think that's happened yet, because I have that written down somewhere. Nick wasn't even in the room, so.
Oh, that's right. I'm getting ahead of myself.
So Jess and Nick are signing Nick up on the website. And that's when someone comes in. Oh, that's when the two guys come in and say, who has a better portfolio? And then Coach says to Nick, who, look who's talking, you Depression era garbage man. I've been holding on to that for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's a good description of him.
And then Jess says to Coach, you have a geisha waist.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Jess says, everyone has something. We're all covered in micro penises. And then she jumps off the bed because she's like excited about the realization. And I don't know if you guys noticed this, but Schmidt full on like jumps backwards from her after she says that, and she moves forward because he's so disgusted.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
So then she goes to Matt's apartment and says, we should celebrate our flaws. And I have a micro penis, she says, which makes no sense, but shows him her wonky knee. When Matt's girlfriend walks in, destroys his art. He's like, that was war? And he tries to act sorry and fake again. And she's just like not having it. She says, I bet your micro penis isn't even real. But then he shows it to her. We don't see it. It's a television show. And she basically makes some comments and then leaves.
Calls it a robin's egg and a rugrat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, I wrote it down.
So we're at the loft and Schmidt's looking through his portfolio. He's still having anxiety, experiencing a lot of like nervousness and emotions. And Coach is like, look, you can have it. I'm not a model, but you're a model. I don't know what it's like to feel like that fat kid that you used to be. I totally understand. And while he's talking to him, he sees Cece and Winston and figures out that they are doing, well, he comes over and says, is this a classic Cece and Winston mess around?
Yeah.
And Cece's like, not a thing. And now they have to make Schmidt a model because they're going to devastate him. And how do they do it? Why don't one of you take it? I feel like I've been talking a lot.
Well, just really quick, before they did it, Schmidt is showing Coach his photos, and one is hot guy with a kidnapped son.
Oh my gosh, the captions he comes up with are so funny.
And then Coach goes, he's never going to find that son.
I know. All right, why don't you tell us about the billboard, Hevs?
Okay, so the billboard is selling Korean-Jewish relations.
Exactly, in Koreatown.
And they spent $1,800, the company did, and they're paying Schmidt $500.
They put a rush on it. That's an industry term.
Yeah, and that was an expensive mess around.
I would imagine all their mess arounds kind of end up in chaos when Winston's involved.
And Cece's trying to save money for school.
Now, this is what bothers me about a Winston Cece classic mess around, is that Winston's supposed to be terrible at pranks. And all this one ended up terrible because he had to pay for it. In theory, with Cece, his mess around. No, I guess they all kind of end bad. Well, anyways, that's the episode. So we will get into favorite dress look. I had none this episode, Heather.
Well, I was going to have none. And then at the end of the episode, I went all the way back to the opening scene. And there's a tiny scene where you can see her whole dress, the black and white dress. And it's actually really cute. And I liked the white scarf in her ponytail.
Nice. Joe, did you have a favorite dress look from this episode?
Probably that look right there.
Oh, coincidental.
Wow. That brings us to best dress, which I'm going to give to Schmidt for his modeling portfolio, which included a cowboy hat, a suit, and being shirtless. Very versatile. Joe, who's your best dress character for this episode?
For this one, I want to say, I think it's Jess. Because you ever notice when they're at the bar, it's pretty casual stuff, except for Schmidt. Schmidt always seems to be in a suit at the bar.
Yeah.
But everyone else is just in casual stuff. And Nick's in his usual flannel, so there's nothing going on there.
So why was it Jess?
Why was it Jess?
Yeah, you talked about everyone but Jess. Were you trying to say that she's always dressed up at the bar?
Yeah, I like that white dress with the black polka dots.
Okay.
Black
Heather,
design.
It's fine, Heather.
Yeah.
mine was about the portfolio too, but it was a specific one, and it was the Kiss the Cook with the apron on.
Right?
Loved it.
It's just so believable to me that that man would stand there, take those photos, and then look at them all day. It's just spot on.
Oh, he would.
Speaking of Schmidt, that brings us to favorite Schmidt moment, Heather.
Okay, well, my favorite was Kim, like, not when he was modeling, but when he was, like, telling Coach how to model, like, mustards on your head or whatever, not only because it was hilarious, because it was, but also because it was so sweet. Like, he's a good friend to Coach.
At that point, we are not competitive good friends. That's an excellent one. I should have caught that because that was funny. Because mine was just kind of his portfolio. And when he jumped, when Jess said we're covered in micro penises, but that's
well,
a better
I
one.
I also had a second one when he told Jess her knee wasn't architecturally sound.
Right.
Yeah.
Joe, what was your favorite Schmidt moment?
Oh, definitely going through the portfolio and how they, you know, they didn't show it like, they showed it subtly, but not like, you know, there's an angle to the camera, but you knew it was him and his antics. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Yeah.
So I like
the,
that.
The jar count was zero. That brings us to favorite funniest moment overall for the episode. I hate to be boring, but I love the CC Winston classic mess around situation. So that was my favorite thing, is that we're finally introduced to that formally, although they have messed around before, like the Thanksgiving Day episode. Joe, what was your favorite or funniest moment?
Well, I mean, when they were doing the modeling thing where they're like top to bottom and all that, remember that on the floor?
Yeah,
that scene there.
Okay, Heather.
Mine was and it will always be, anytime, this is like how I'll always like Tran the best. Anytime there is mention of the classic Winston CC mess around, I love a mess around, but I also like that Winston said it was a mess around, and then that was confirmed by Coach.
I love how they had Coach do it.
Yeah.
Like, because it isn't a thing up to this point, really. I love how they call it a mess around instead of like a joke or a prank. It's a mess around.
And I love how Coach didn't say, wait, are you guys trying to trick us? He's like, are you playing a classic CC Winston mess around?
I know, he seems annoyed and excited.
Exactly.
That brings us to Honey Roast, which I hate to be redundant, but it goes to the CC Winston mess around for me. I'll go to Joe in case that's Heather's answer. Joe, Honey Roast.
Ooh, well, I mean, I'm thinking Jess, because she had to overcome a lot of stuff.
Joe, come on. You're just doing it on purpose now.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I can tell by your face. You know exactly what I mean.
No, I look at Jess had to prove to the guys, like, I like people for their personality. And then she found out his personality, and that was awful, too. And so she had to overcome that, but... eventually, so I don't know. I just think it was just the way she put up with everything.
Okay,
he actually did have to deal with a lot.
I know, but he says that every time. And you know what? I also want to say real quick, because I was thinking about Jess's date and how he says for truths when he wants to know something's true. And I feel like I want to challenge the three of us and our listeners to say to someone this week for truths.
Oh, I'll do it.
Okay, we'll recap how it went if we remember next week. All right, Heather, I don't know, what are we doing? Honey Roast?
But usually Joe switched it, because usually he says Nick has to deal with a lot.
No, I know, but if it's someone else, because they had to deal with a lot every time. Of course they did. It's a TV show. If they were just on their bed watching Netflix, it wouldn't be interesting. So Heather, who or what was your Honey Roast?
I just thought that the guy who Jess was dating did an amazing job of being annoying.
Yeah.
So I gave it to him.
Yeah, that's a good one. He actually did do it. It was very believable. That was his real personality.
Yeah.
So I caught zero bears in this episode. I'm assuming it's the same for you guys.
Samesies.
And that brings us to discussion questions. I do not have one. I have a discussion challenge that we all say for truths this week. Joe, did you bring a discussion question?
No, I don't want to question anything in this episode.
We're all very uncomfortable.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like, I don't know what question you could ask out of this episode. I mean,
I've never been involved in a modeling mess around, so.
You know what's funny, though, is I guess one question could be is, you know, Schmidt's modeling photos are like, are like him in different things, whereas so guys like kind of look at that different, like I'll be a cowboy and then I'll be this and I'll be that, and girls, they take the glamour shots and they do all the glamour shots things, you know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of different. Have you guys ever done those glamour shot things
from the 80s, the 90s?
Yeah, remember glamour shots?
I know your daughter did.
She did?
Joe, she's yours.
What?
There's these pictures of Cassidy that we have when she was probably pretty young, like 5, because it was before we were married. And they're like all soft and her hair's curled. She's like a floppy hat on. And I'm like, who did this to her? Why? No, Heather and I didn't take glamour shots.
I wanted to when I was in college, but they were extremely expensive back then.
Be glad you didn't. It would just be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a good way to laugh at yourself.
Yes. Heather, did you bring a discussion question?
Yeah, I actually did. I hope I, first of all, yeah, this was a hard episode because it was so inappropriate, but I will say one thing that was hilarious, even though it was inappropriate, was when Schmidt said he's wearing skinny jeans and they look like sweatpants.
Yes, totally.
But, and I hope I didn't ask this question on the Pogo episode, but do you, because they talked about like Jess's knee and Coach's waist, do you have like one body part that drives you crazy?
Oh, I have like several. I think we all do.
Right, well, just pick one.
I'll tell the only body part I like
okay
is my hair and my ankles. So
your hair and your ankles?
Yeah, I have really good ankles.
You have really thick ankles?
Good ankles.
Oh, you have good ankles. Okay, well, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone just, I mean, unless you're, you know, very zen person, has a lot of things they don't like about themselves. Joe?
A body part that we like about ourselves?
No, you still say when you that don't like, but my list is so long, I flipped the question.
So, that I don't like or I do like?
Do not like.
Don't like.
Gosh, I don't know. There's so many.
Oh, I thought he was going to say like there weren't any. You can answer which one you like if you're more comfortable.
The one I like is my eyes.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
And your ears.
Yeah. I mean, the one that I like that a lot of people don't like are my eyebrows.
Oh, no.
I shave my own eyebrows and they're like, why do you shave your eyebrows? Like, you gotta shave your eyebrows. Who doesn't shave their eyebrows?
I have so much more to say, but I'm just not going to, because it's just, that would be a whole podcast about Joe's eyebrow shaving issues and how he only does one and they're uneven and it's unnecessary. So I guess I said more. Heather, what's your answer?
My answer, okay, well, there's, especially I think as you get older, there's just so many body parts you don't like.
Yeah.
But the one that I've actually lived with all my life is my ears.
Oh, they're accurate. No offense.
And floppy.
Yeah.
And so for a lot of my life, I have a lot of hair, so I could just hide them with my hair. And then in later years, I'm like, you know what? I want to start doing updos, or if it's hot outside, I want to wear my hair up. Go to a wedding, want to hear my, and you know, I'm older, so I just do it and I just let them flap in the wind and I don't care anymore.
They're not as bad as you think they are. Nothing that, you know, you think about yourself is ever, you think like your hair looks bad or something and people don't even notice it. Just like, you know, your own face and body so well when something's not exactly
well, you've
right.
Always made fun of my ears, so.
I mean, I... They do. I got lucky. I'll say that. And on that note, we're going to end the podcast. So we'll see you next week for season 4, episode 5. We hope you have a great week. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.